So the epistle for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 6. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of justice and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one, and take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28, or 18. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved, and they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me. Shouldest now thou have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. Please be seated. Remember that you have only one soul, that you have only one life, which is short and has to be lived by you alone. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's Mass, we're definitely given the idea of what a battle that we are in for. St. Paul gives us this whole analogy of being suited up with the armor of God, helping us to understand that, yes, we have to go into battle, the battle for our soul. But he reminds us that it's a spiritual battle for us, that it's not a battle, he says, against flesh and blood, but it is against the principalities and powers. So obviously we see it is against the fallen angels. And also we see in the offertory the example of the holy man Job from the Old Testament that had to prove his faithfulness to Almighty God by being tempted by Satan, being stripped of everything. And through that, he still gave his praise to Almighty God. Then finally, we see what the gospel shows us, the account that has to be made to Almighty God at the end of our life. So God will look and see, how do we treat others? Do we have that charity toward them? Do we forgive them if we're asking for forgiveness for our own self? But I think it also shows to us again the importance of that we will be judged based on our actions in this life. And so that's why that quote that at the very beginning I gave to you comes from St. Teresa of Avila. It's also something important for us to meditate upon. And she reminds us of the fact that we only have one soul, one life. And that we are the ones that have to live that. We are the ones that will be judged according to how we live this life. And granted, yes, we live it alone in that aspect, but not without the graces of Almighty God. And again, an important point for us to meditate upon, especially as we come to the Feast of Christ the King, All Saints, All Souls, a reminder to us of the Church triumphant, the Church militant, and then the Church suffering, that we receive the graces of God to help us in our lives. But then, yes, it is up to us, because we have to live it alone, that we either accept these graces or we don't. And that's where the realization of the battle that we're fighting, a battle that is realistic for us as we go out into the world, a battle for our soul, and as St. Paul says, well, it is truly a battle against principalities and powers, higher beings than us, that we battle every day for the salvation of our soul. And so we battle against Satan. We battle against hell. And so that's where, for someone like St. Teresa of Avila, she tries to show to us the importance of understanding that. You have been given your soul by God to help you then to get to heaven. And so truly it is up to us whether we accept that or not. We accept the graces or not. And so that's why St. Paul then tells us, he says, therefore take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day and stand in all things perfect. And so the reminder to us, you have God's grace to help you, to accept that, to take that on, and so therefore that you're strengthened by that, you're protected by that. I mean, just as we look at the analogy of armor, why do we wear armor as a protection? Those that go to battle, you know, we think of the medieval times and the suits of armor that they wore. It was as a protection for them. Protecting their soul, protecting their lives, protecting all of that. And that's where St. Paul gives us that analogy. That we must be suited with the things of God. Because of that battle that we're undergoing. A battle that attacks us every day. But that's what he reminds us, to stand in all things perfect, to resist the evil that is there. And how do we resist that? Well, yes, by the grace of God. How do we also resist that? Staying away from temptation, knowing where our weaknesses lie. And so that's where the reminder on this day for us, as I say, with the Mass itself, truly gives us the whole idea in the sense of a battle that we're in. And so as we prepare ourselves for Christ the King, of walking under the standard of our Lord Jesus Christ, well, yes, then we have to suit up with that armor as we go to battle, as we stand under that standard, that flag, as a means to help us to see that. This imagery gives us that sense, that idea. And that's where it's so important that where St. Paul, he gives us that sense and that idea. Put on the armor because you're about to do battle. And if you don't have your armor, well, then you're going to be weakened. Weakened or to the point of you can die if you're not properly suited for this battle. So that's where the meditation becomes for us, especially we're getting close to the month of the poor souls, the reality of death, things for us to meditate upon, things for us to think about. That's why it's so important for us to understand these poor souls. They need our assistance. They need our help. They can no longer assist themselves. And that's where we can take our part in helping them. You know, as I mentioned to you, the mystical body of Christ, the Church triumphant, the Church suffering, the Church militant, we make up that. And so it's a time for us to meditate upon the state of our own soul, the realization of the battle that we go out into every day of our life. But it is through the temptations that we suffer, whether it comes from the world, the flesh, the devil, or just that realization of, in a sense, of how weak that we can be. And through that weakness of how much we can fall, of how much we need God's grace. So that's why I say this quote from St. Teresa. It gives us that sense of, yes, we have one soul, one life to live. We live it alone. It is up to us of accepting the graces of God to carry us through that life, of being protecting our soul, protecting our body. Because truly the realization comes, that the body will assist the soul, whether to heaven or then obviously to hell. That understanding, that realization of the things around us, of how easily we can sin. And so that's truly why we must meditate upon these things. Thinking that we're only given one chance. Do we reflect upon that? Because time and time again, we can see that obviously when loved ones pass away, we can see that in the fleetingness of life, we read about it, we hear about it, it touches our families. But does that reality strike home? What I mean by that is striking home in terms of our own soul. That realization that, yes, at any point God could ask us to leave this world and then make an account of our life. Just as we see from the gospel account, yes, there is that idea and that sense of payment that is owed. But yes, the Lord, the Master, will then ask us to render an account. How much do we owe? What do we owe to Almighty God? But also, yes, truly the idea of charity toward others. And so it's good for us to meditate upon this. It's good for us to think about this. As I say, especially as we start approaching the November with the month of the poor souls. And that realization to us of, at one point we will be there. One day God will have called us from this world. And so to try to take care of our soul now, and that's what St. Teresa was telling us. You only have this one life, this one chance. It's up to you whether you live that properly or not. So also going with St. Therese with her bookmark, where she says, nothing is wanting to him who possesses God. God alone suffices for us. She goes on in that quote of talking about how there's so many things in life that you will consider nothing if you understand things properly. If you understand that you only have one soul, one life, one chance. And there's so many things in this life that are absolutely nothing to you. You won't care about them because you will have focused on what is important. And that focus becomes Almighty God. So that's why then her bookmark becomes such a special prayer for us. Nothing will be wanting to us who possess God. If you have the life of God in your soul, in a way you don't need anything else. That is why she says God alone suffices for us. If we focus on God, if we focus our spiritual life on Almighty God, He will satisfy us, He will take care of us. And so St. Teresa, she is also considered a doctor of the church, one of the best spiritual authors. It is worthwhile for us to read either some of her quotes or then obviously some of her writings. Because even at an early age, I think at age 12, she exclaimed that she wanted to see God. This became a famous quote for the spirituality of the Carmelites. I want to see God. That was a focal point at that time, but then as time went on, the world drew her away from wanting to see God, to the point that Almighty God would show her her place in hell that she would go to if she continued on that path. So she went from wanting to see Almighty God as being her main focus to getting caught up with the world in some ways. So then after being shown that, well, yes, then she focused on what was important again. To truly knowing that God alone suffices for her. So again, a good example to us of how easily any of us can be drawn to the world, losing sight of what is important for us. Of how appealing the world can be. Even to a soul that was shown this, even to a soul that wanted to see God at such a young age, of how appealing then the world can be. And what small steps lead them away from God. But then God gave her the grace to see again that her main focus becomes Almighty God. So let us pray to St. Teresa of Avila, her feast day we celebrated this past week. Let her ask for the help that we need to focus on Almighty God. That truly becomes, He becomes Him alone that will suffice for our whole life. And I will leave you with a finishing of that quote, the St. Teresa from the very beginning. And there is only one glory, which is eternal. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.